Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. We are looking at giving our brothers and sisters in faith moral support. This is one of our duties towards them. And in that big tree of moral support, there's the branch of protecting our brothers and sisters, whether it is physical or whether it is spiritual, moral, ethical. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salamullah says, love your believing brother in faith, in Islam. Be a support for him, for he is a supporter for you. If I act as a support for you, you will naturally act as a support for me. This goes beyond the notion of scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's just purely materialistic. Now we're moving based on a principle that is fundamental, that is Islamic, that is divine by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ غَابَ فَحْفَظْهُ فِي غَيْبَتَهُ. If this brother is absent, protect him in his absence. Which means that my brother is not with me, we're sitting together. Someone says, oh, by the way, did you see what your friend Ali did? Oh, Ali did this, Ali did that. Well, Ali is not here to protect himself. The protection now falls on me. Now it is my duty to tell the speaker, hold your tongue, for you are attacking my brother. Hold your tongue, for you are doing ghibah. Hold your tongue, for I do not allow you to speak about my brother in his absence. If you have the guts, speak to him face to face. Then the Imam says, it is your duty to protect your brother. وَإِن شَهِدَ فَزُرْهُ. And if he's available, not absent, if he's around, go visit him. وَأَجِلَّهُ وَأَكْرِمْهُ. And give him a bit of, the Imam, when he talk about ijlal, when you see a person and you act that he is almighty and he is, something, this is what we call ijlal. That you get up and you show people that this is an honored VIP person. And be generous and kind to him. These are the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And then he said, وَإِنِ ابْتَلَى فَأَعْضُدْهُ وَتَمَحَّلَّهُ. And when this brother of yours goes through a problem or becomes diseased or whatever the problem might be a cure for him. Be there for him. If he's sick, go take him to the hospital. If he needs wealth, go give him money. If he gets in trouble, solve that problem for him. Whatever he needs, be that cure, be that remedy to his problems. Because at the end of the day, he is your brother in faith, and we do not abandon our brothers. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماز و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We're talking about protecting our brothers and sisters as a way of giving them moral support. A man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is Abu Basir, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq. He said, I said to Imam Sadiq, الرجل من أصحابنا يستحي أن يأخذ من الزكاة فأعطيه من الزكاة ولا أسمي له إنها من الزكاة فقال أعطه ولا تسمي له ولا تضل المؤمن. He said, some of my brothers in faith, I go and I give them from my zakah, but I do not tell them this is zakah money. I just give it to them as a gift. Is that okay? Because now he's, Abu Basir is asking a jurisprudential question, because what I'm giving is zakah. Zakah is different than charity, different than sadaqah, different than a hadiyah, because it is, has a hukm shar'i to it. It has an Islamic law attached to it. So when I pay my zakah or my khums, it has to be paid with that intention. Now, Abu Basir finds himself in a very sticky situation, that if he goes to his brother in faith and says to him, this is my zakah, the man might feel belittled, might feel embarrassed that now huquq shar'iyya, the Islamic taxes apply to him, which means that he is poor. When a person, the Islamic taxes apply to him and he's deserving of it, it means he's poor. He's beyond poor. It, because we have miskin and faqir. We have a person who does not have enough for a day, and we have a person who does not have enough for a year. So this person, if I give him my zakah, he's going to get insulted and feel belittled. And I don't want to belittle my brother. If I don't give it to him as zakah, how do I deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you see how the situation Abu Basir was in? And look at the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Look at the musharrah himself, the judge himself. He said, give it to him. Wala tusammi. Give him the money. And do not tell him whether it is zakah or not. And this is what the Imam, he puts the icing on the cake. He says, وَلَا تُدِلَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ, do not humiliate a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept it, does not like it when a believer is humiliated. To Allah, the Kaaba can get destroyed 70 times fold and burned to the ground 70 times folds, but not one believer gets humiliated. That is the maqam, the status of believers in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we do when we come to our brothers and sisters in faith? We go all the way out, as we say. Now, inshallah, neither you or I are among the people who talk about their brothers in faith, but we need to make sure that we help our brothers in faith stay protected, and we protect them and not humiliate them. Among the things that we do in terms of protecting our brothers in faith is also not just them, but also their families, their family members, and specifically their women. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.